Hey, welcome
hey now
to Girl Chat Sports Mo and Mel. It's Wednesday, West Coast Wednesdays. We're a little delayed today, and that's my bad. You know, sometimes you got some stuff to do and handle, and luckily we're from the comforts of home, so we can change the time at any time.
Right, exactly.
Yes, but I know you might have taken care of it today too, but just to let you guys know, it is time to vote.
Yes. Let this be your voice. Let this be your voice.
Make it happen. Early voting is going down. You can, what I like to do is do my fill in and then drop it in the box at the polling place. So I know it's not taking the mail 2 years to get there. It's not going to get lost in the mail. And also saves me time from having to sit in there or sit in a line, because if there are big lines, all you got to do is say, hey, I'm dropping off a ballot, and they let you go right to the front and drop it in.
Right. So,
make it happen. There's no excuses. There's a lot of candidates that we need to try and not allow in office if possible. So
a lot of questions that we need to have a yes answer to. You know,
shout out to Sarah and Nevada Now, my girlfriend Sarah Evans, for Saturday. I got to speak a little bit at their rally for question number one. Please vote yes for question number one, because it is for equal rights amendment to our constitution, for the Nevada State Constitution. Make it happen. Let's just go. Yeah, so there's a lot going on. We appreciate you joining in. Kinte's already here. We appreciate you, Kinte. And yeah, so we got a good show in store for you right now. There were some topics I wanted to go over. We got some hot topics. We got some stuff going on, but and it's also Nevada Day on Friday. And for all of those people that live in Las Vegas or live in Nevada, for most of us, it's a free holiday. It's a holiday off. So Nevada Day on Friday means an extra long weekend for me, because I already have Mondays off. So I'm going to enjoy these 4 days. Why I didn't plan a trip back home to Seattle for this Giants game is beyond my reasoning. But hey, it's here. It's happening. And happy Halloween to everybody. We didn't dress up today, but you know, me and Mo love our holiday as well.
I love Halloween. All right. I forgot all about that.
I know. We always dress up, and I totally space it.
I had a busy day today.
Like, we might just have to do like a belated Halloween and just maybe dress
maybe
up.
Maybe. I mean, you know, once the spirit goes, I'm over it. But this is like my time of year. I love this holiday.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so let's get it started. Hot topic number one. Of course, we talked about it before. Brittany Griner got denied her appeal this Tuesday. She today has officially been detained for 251 days. So, as anticipated, though, most people believe that the denial would happen for her appeal, and that the U.S. believes that eventually she will get sent to the U.S. with a prisoner swap. However, Russia continues to fail in responding to their significant offer that was made back in June. We're still waiting to get any information on that. The scary part now, though, is, she's been detained in a detention center outside of Moscow, which, not to say is a great luxury, but compared to what she could be facing to spend her rest of her sentence at, it is. I read this whole article based upon the Russian penal colonies where they serve out their sentences. Mm-hmm. Sometimes required or forced to work 16-hour days.
What type of labor, though?
Manual labor. They also are forced to watch state propaganda, which of course is an issue in itself. Realize she just got one of those 6'6" or 6'8" mattresses recently to her detention in the detention center. We don't even know what that's going to be like when she moves into one of these penal colonies, which are kind of like, how do they describe it? They described it as like a barrack style, dorm style complexes that basically the U.S. Department of State made a report last year that there was overcrowding, unsanitary conditions, insecure heating, and food shortages, not to mention on top of it, LGBTQ plus prisoners were often targeted in attacks there in those penal colonies. So that's a little scary.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. I mean, this thing is just crazy. It's just really crazy. Like, you're thinking, like, how did we get here? Like, I mean, she's clearly a pawn for this because of the trades. But, like, we can't say that Arian hasn't been trying to make negotiations happen to release her as well as one of the other U.S. prisoners, and it's not working. So they're going to... Then you're telling me they're watching a video that's, like, brainwashing, the propaganda. So now you're going to brainwash them in 16 hours of labor.
And there was one incident. So just, I think it was, let me see. I had a note written down here about it. There was, I don't know, basically it's just, you thought it was bad now, wait till she's forced to move, which could take up to like 3 or 4 months, they said. So it's not happening right this second, but that's what's leading up to it. The only slight sliver of a bright spot here was that according to the Russian law, every 1 day pretrial is equal to 1.5 days prison time served. So now after her time served, she has about 8 years left on the sentence, which again, isn't anything, but geez,
that's crazy. It's traumatic. It's ridiculous.
And she's going to be a pawn there as well in these barracks.
She already is a pawn. What do you mean? She is a pawn. Like, it's not going to change. I mean, that's what it is. She's literally a POW. She's going into an extensive labor camp. They're trying to disguise it under the guise of laws. And then that's basically what it is. And she's POW. Say that.
Yeah. Very much so. And it's really sad. So our prayers, I can't even imagine. Yeah. And I feel bad for her family, for her wife, friends, family members, teammates. It's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Kente, Brittany definitely needs to be freed. I told everyone it's going to be tougher than we thought. Russian prisons are brutal. Listen, none of you guys out there can work 16-hour days at a job, at a desk, let alone physical manual jobs. Labor.
They get at least forced, 4 tens.
And bet you don't get your snack. I couldn't have snacks. Think of the food shortage, the weather in Russia in the wintertime. This is about to be wintertime, folks. It's a lot.
I can't. So many layers to this. It's just unreal. That I can't even get into because it's just too much. It really is. It's a really deep situation.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's
so we need to free BG. We just need to keep definitely not what we should not do. What we cannot do is forget her. Please do not forget about her.
Do not please keep post about prayers. It. Talk about it.
Yeah, don't forget about her. That's the thing. That's the worst thing. Don't ever forget about her.
Now, I had seen, so we had a guest a few weeks ago talking about the Qatar World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was a great time with our guest there who is going to be working for Telemundo. I mean, there's so much happening. The World Games, Qatar is going to be crazy. All those stadiums, everything was magnificent. Well, this thing came out today where this UK minister, James Cleverly, he got criticized and faced some backlash because he mentioned that gay football fans heading to the World Cup should show some compromise and be respectful of the host nation and their cultural, you know, laws and regulations and stuff like that. Well, what I wasn't aware of was homosexuality is illegal in Qatar. Qatar laws have prison sentences from 1 to 3 years for adults that are convicted of consensual gay or lesbian sex. There was even a slight note that there was a death sentence for those, but I think no one has actually died from this or has been executed because of it.
But in Qatar, aren't they also saying they're welcoming? They're trying to do a new initiative where
they're trying to say, hey,
plus they're right, welcome they're and this should be a safe space for them.
And it with should no type be of a safe space. But it's that's not. What officials doesn't are sound saying. Like it. Who's going like to say it. What police or what,
right.
the, you know, the locals are doing?
Right.
You know, they're saying that, yeah, you should be able to hold hands with your significant other as long as, you know, you are still keeping within certain, you know, cultural boundaries they have there, but they're talking about like the European Federal Football Federation announced that they would be wearing these like captains armbands that were rainbow hearts in support of anti-discrimination campaigns during the international matches. But here's what's scary.
The thing of it is that they can't even do that and allow spectators to come in there and feel like they're going to be comfortable with that.
There's articles all over about huge fans of soccer and football. All these sports fans that are wanting to come, but they're scared because of what is going on.
That's a coin toss. Like, you can't tell me that, oh, you're all welcomed, and then get locked up, punished, killed, fined, whatever the case may be, when you attend. Why did they choose there?
Well, I think it was like a bid, and I don't think those things were thought about until the aftermath and the afterthoughts.
And I mean, going forward.
I mean, well, and I think they're trying. So part of the pro speech of going is because, hey, you'll come there, you'll be fine, you'll be safe, and this will be a way to show that Qatar and the rest of, you know, these nations.
No, you won't.
Well, that's what the pros for.
I'm just saying, you're not.
But here's what was really disturbing is that the Human Rights Watch reported that in Qatar, officers had detained, beaten, and harassed at least 6 LGBTQ plus people since 2019, as recent as last month.
Wow.
Last month.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is coming up. How is that going to change that fast? I don't think so.
I don't know. So my whole thing was that people, you know, this guy, James Cleverly, was under criticism for telling them, you know, kind of understand what the cultural issues are. But and I kind of get his point. Like, he's trying to say, listen, if you are going to go, just be careful, because there's some stuff still going on that's not safe. And unfortunately, it's not. And it should be. But because it isn't, you got to kind of like watch your back. And a lot of these fans were saying, like, yeah, I just don't want to feel like I'm always being watched.
Right.
Someone's always.
But he was getting criticism for even saying that. Like, why do we even have to?
Which is understood
that?
Too. I mean, I understand, I get both that too. Sides. Yeah. But, you know, having us celebrated Pride Month this month here in Las Vegas and the Pride Parade, it just seemed like something that I wanted to touch upon, because I just feel like I hadn't understood. I wasn't aware.
I wasn't aware of that either.
Severe, so
you sent it to me. I had no idea.
That, yeah. It's ridiculous. So,
yeah, it's crazy.
You are. We know we do have, we love our LGBTQ people, and we support them. And if you are thinking of going to Qatar, please just take extra precaution and be aware of your surroundings. I'm sure even though officials and, you know, maybe around the stadiums, it might be encouraged to be.
They're open. Doing that for the optics of it all. But the realization of it is it's not really approved. Governmentally by Qatar. Mm-hmm.
Legally, yeah. And so
and you know, like, legally, it's not
just
even
like
a
there's
thing,
a lot of old heads everywhere that aren't going to be okay with anything that's different and any change.
No, I would say protect yourself, honey. Don't even go.
All right, listen. I get it. Don't
even go.
Sadly, for sure. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure we discussed that. We didn't have much on the Jugadores Locos. Well, we do. You brought it to my attention. This was
interesting. I don't know how real this is. I brought it and I thought it was fake, so I don't know. But you could talk about it.
It's interesting. I mean, we all know that AB has been gung-hoing after Tom Brady since, you know, Tom Brady's been tanking and him and the Giselle split. And now supposedly the shirt, the picture of him and Giselle, he's now making into a t-shirt where proceeds are going to fatherless children. I don't know. You can't make this kind of stuff up.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know how real that is, but I don't know if that was really a joke. I don't know. I just said it because I was like, it's a possibility it could be out. I don't know.
What were some? Really did you know. Have some Jugadores you thought of that you were thinking?
I mean, Klay
of?
Thompson for the first time in his NBA career got ejected out of the game last night.
I mean, I had that later on, but I didn't really feel like that was like.
It's not really a Jugadores Locus. I mean, it's a crazy situation, but it's crazy that he's never been ejected out of a game until now.
Never in his career.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's so funny because I kind of had the game on the background. I really wasn't watching though, and someone had hit me up and was like, yo. Why is Klay so crazy? And I was like, huh? Like
Klay was crazy before the game.
He's like, yeah, Klay's gone mad. And I'm like, Klay Thompson? What are you talking about?
Because
apparently the whole game and before the game, he was on.
Yeah, he was on something. So something triggered him. He was upset mentally, couldn't get it out of his mental. So taking it out on the court and got ejected. Steve Nash got ejected tonight too. It's a whole bunch of ejections.
Steve Nash was going off today.
Yeah, but he got ejected too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that Hugo Doris logos either, but I just was like, what's crazy about it? I mean, it made sense.
It was just kind of like, are you serious?
He never. Crazy. He never.
I never. You don't think of Clay Thompson in that aspect.
Yeah, he's very violent, you know? A very low temperament. Like, you just don't see him as a bulldog, but.
Not at all.
He wasn't having a good day. Then he had to go to work. Sometimes we have personal stuff that comes into our job and. Sometimes we lash out those days,
that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be mad at that. I can't be mad at that.
And Devin Booker had something nice to say. It wasn't like he was.
Yeah, I mean, it was competitive. And you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of like 80s basketball, late 80s basketball. Like you had like the Jordan and the Isaiah Thompson. You had teams and players that were going at each other hardcore,
right.
Talking smack, going back. But there was never technicals or you know, getting kicked out the game.
Well, you get ejected if you throw a punch. That was what it took, you know. But the jaw jamming was nothing. He didn't. I said back then, what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Ejection, but now you're getting ejected just from speaking
out too much. Now it's just verbal sparring and you're still getting ejected. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's too much. So.
Yeah. So.
That was interesting for sure.
Right.
Bringing it back to some Vegas Golden Knight and some Las Vegas news, we definitely have to shout out this guy, of course, the new Iron Man of the NHL, Phil Kessel, who Weeks had hit me to in regards to what was happening, and you know
that's why we winning over here.
Yeah, so not only did he hit 990 consecutive games played on Tuesday. They won last night in San Jose versus the Sharks 4-2, but he also scored his 400th career goal in a game. 400 goals, 990 consecutive games. His record goes back to 2009.
Insane. And we got
2009.
It.
2009. Some of y'all can't even work 3 days in a row, and I could be one of them.
And that's why that's why the Golden Knights are my team.
Load management, you've got load management, you've got all these injuries. This man had 900 for over what is that, 13 years? For 13 years.
2009,
no injuries, no injuries. Played every game, showed up to work, whether he was playing the whole time. I mean, always showed up. And
that just tells you right there that he loves the game.
And you know what's crazy? I don't have the picture on me, but they showed a picture of him, like just without all the, you know, the hockey gear on. He's not necessarily in the best shape. I think he's 36 or 37. And apparently he only drinks Cokes. He doesn't even drink water. He hates water. He wants to drink Coke. And there was a Weeks had sent me this Spittin' Chicks video. Apparently I can't remember what team it was. He was going to go play for this team, but apparently coach wouldn't allow Coke in the locker room. And he was really going to stop playing hockey. He was like, I can't. Like, I need Coke. I'm not drinking water.
Right.
I'm not drinking. I need to be in the locker room with my drink, you know? But shout out to him. I'm really excited. That was dope. He's also the 12th American-born player to reach this number of 400 goals. So that's impressive as well. Because, you know, a lot of hockey players are also Canadian or foreign. But
my Knight fans, we're winners right now. We are winning right now. We have a really good record.
I know that.
Right
I know that's your squad on. Right now. I know it that's is. Your squad. Yes.
Supporting all the winners.
Got to support the winners.
You have right? to. It's a must.
I heard that. The Rebels, I hadn't realized, but they went to Notre Dame. They lost.
Yeah.
But, I mean... they lost like 20 points. They didn't get blown out, but to get out there, to go to Indiana, to be on that kind of setting, I think that's pretty dope to see. They have I guess it's like their bye this weekend. They come back and play away again next weekend versus San Diego State on the 5th. So
that is so weird.
Huh?
No, I say that because Raiders have two away games in a row. And you're telling me UNLV is not going to be there. So who's taking over Allegiant then?
They're not here this weekend. Maybe there's concerts this weekend. I don't know.
Wow.
So yeah, they're not here this weekend. Next weekend, they're in San Diego and then they come back. So I guess Allegiant's empty.
Nah.
They're going to save on the power bill.
I just don't know. I thought maybe UNLV was taking over. That's why we had two away games in a row. Now that you say that, it's like, well, who's going to be there?
Yeah, right. That does seem a little odd.
It is.
But, And then, of course, we got basketball coming soon. You know, the Running Rebels and the Lady Rebels, they have started open practices.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know if you knew this. Maybe you, I'm sure you already did. But
they got Rebels, HBCU, heading my Southern.
Yeah, they're playing Southern on the very first preseason game.
I already got a ticket. So, yeah.
Hey. There. All right. Shout out to Danetta and Miss Ballandy, because she had posted a great couple videos and interviews with some of the guys from the G League Ignite, our team out here in Las Vegas. Well, I guess Henderson, because they play out in Dollar Loan Center. So I guess their season starts next week on the 4th. Okay. So if you're yearning for live basketball and live sports again, besides hockey and football, get out to Dollar Loan Center and get some tickets for the G League Ignite team, because that team's pretty explosive too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And what hit my emails today is the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix.
Yeah, I got a text message.
They're going on sale.
Yeah.
So the general public gets admission for tickets on November 5th. The priority ones that might have paid that money, I guess, they should get the priority list interest November 3rd. Tickets are only 3-day passes. There's no single ticket. So you have to buy a 3-day pass, but it does have all-inclusive food and non-alcoholic beverages. Yeah,
that's going to be a lick.
I mean, that's kind of nice, but I heard the tickets are like 500 or something. I think I saw someone post, which isn't terrible for 3 days.
I mean, that's the same price like as a festival.
Right.
I mean, paying festival money. So I figured it was going to be that, especially if it's all-inclusive food and non-alcoholic drinks at 3 days. That's about right.
Sounds about right to me.
That's not bad. Yeah, I got a text on that this morning that I didn't click on it to see. And I missed my opportunity to pay that. I think it was just $10 for the priority thing.
I never paid it, but I think it was. Yeah, all I know is that it's November 5th if I want to get in there. And maybe just, I don't know if it's possible. Maybe you can like share a pass with friends. You know, everybody goes one day. I don't know how many days you would be there. I don't know if I could actually
8-person limit. My thing is, if I don't have a hotel room overlooking how that thing is going to roll, it's no point. I don't think I want to be at ground zero with it. I'd rather be up in a hotel room having a party.
Like one of those corner suites at the Cosmo balcony style.
Right.
Like
be at a Cosmo, be at a, wherever.
Mm-hmm. Where's the hookup at? Come on, guys. Let's figure that one out.
Yeah, my Cosmo peeps, my Aria peeps. I need all y'all. All hands on deck. Where are we at?
All hands on deck. Let's get on par. Get one room and everybody just.
I mean, listen, if everybody pitches in on a room, like we throw a party in the room, it's perfect. It's just a viewing party. 3 days, everybody's take a turn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to get into some football. We didn't have one last week, but, you know, between injuries, the continued struggles of some of your fantasy football players, I wanted to show a little bit the latest.
I won all three of my fantasy leagues this week.
You did? For the first time. I lost both of mine for the first time. Listen, the girls league, I've already put as not happening, but my guys league, I was second and I lost that one too. And literally, it's just, so
yeah, I cleared all three this week.
Of Benchmore Ben, here is some of the bus and the fantasy anonymous group.
All right, guys, I know Halloween's coming, but that doesn't mean you all had to turn into ghosts. I gotta say, though, Najee, you're the trendsetter. You've been a ghost to your former self all season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone else, you gotta pick different costumes. I'm the real ghost. That is not something to be proud of. But yeah, he's right. We need to get new costumes for everybody.
Well, what are we supposed to be?
Oh, I'm sure we can come up with something. Oh, for example, you could be reverse Michael Myers.
Reverse Michael Myers?
Well, you know how Michael Myers always moves really slow, but somehow he's always right behind you? You move really fast, but you haven't made any progress in weeks. Tom and Lenny, you guys could be Jack and Rose from Titanic because you're both part of the sinking ship known as the 2022 Buccaneers.
You want me and Lenny to do a couple's costume?
Well, yeah, we both know you don't have anyone else to do that with this year. Zach Ertz, you could dress up like the Broncos-Colts game from a few weeks ago because you were a Thursday night disappointment. Debo, you can go as Woody from Toy Story because now that the 49ers have Christian McCaffrey, they don't want to play with you anymore. Cortland Sutton, you could dress up like a piece of candy corn because even though you look orange and inviting, you provide nothing but a sense of false hope and sadness. Listen, it's not my fault my quarterback's a complete embarrassment, all right? The only time he should be on the field as if a pile of leaves spawns at the 50-yard line, because this dude blows. Hold on, are you talking about Brett Rippin or Russ?
Is there a difference?
Not really. Brandon Cooks, I say you go as a baseball card because you're constantly being traded and it's probably going to happen again. Kyle Pitts, you can go as the Queen of England because you're dead to me. And Mark Andrews, I know I already yelled at Ertz and Pitts, but how are you going to bust on National Tight Ends Day? You did this last year too.
Well, I tend to get pretty hammered on National Tight Ends Day. I was seeing like 3 Saquons out there on defense.
Saquon doesn't play defense.
And you didn't even play the Giants this week.
Oh shit. Anyway, your costume should be Grimace from the old McDonald's commercials because as of late, you're a big purple waste of space.
Wow.
So yeah, National Tight Ends Day, and I think only Kittles and And Travis Kelce are like the only two that could actually do anything.
And I have George Kittle, and I was so shocked at the points. And I'm like, happy National Tight Ends Day. You know, I had to bench my one because he was not playing.
Yeah, to make it happen. Playing.
But George Kittle made up for it, you know? Jeez.
Yeah, because my tight ends have been toast. I mean, barely. I mean, it was just bad all around. Bad, bad, bad.
My thing is, that's the day y'all supposed to ball out. Lamar Jackson with 13 points. What is going on?
There's something in the water.
I need people to talk to me about
it. I just got to start with this. First of all, we're in week seven. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's only two teams that have won six games.
Yep.
This is like the rarest of rare thing. I mean, usually by this time, there's like four teams undefeated. Like, you know, five have like a winning record. I mean, look at these.
To see the Jets underneath the Bills with 5-2 is just astounding to me.
To see the average of being like 4-3 or 3-4 throughout the entire
here's the other majority thing. The NFC East, which is usually the worst
division,
be on top.
Or that the Commanders are 3-4 and they're the worst in the division.
NFC. That's crazy.
The Saints, but I like how your Seahawks are still on top.
I know you didn't see that coming.
Listen. I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. Seattle didn't see that coming. Maybe Pete Carroll knew and he didn't tell nobody, but I wanted to also play a video. It's a little long, but it's pretty. So back home in Seattle, King 5 is the NBC network, and the sports anchor who's been there forever, Paul Silvey. He's an awesome, awesome guy, but he had this post earlier today and I have to share it because I think all of us are still trying to pick our jaws up off the floor as to how our team's been doing.
The Seahawks entered this week on top of the NFC West all alone in first place. Head coach Pete Carroll allowed himself to revel in it after Sunday's win, if only for a split second, saying, who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk 32-year-old Geno Smith would be the key to one of the highest scoring offenses in the league? Who'd have thunk the oldest guy on the team, 35-year-old Al Woods, would anchor a defense that has flipped the script the last 2 weeks, a script that once read like a Halloween slasher movie, complete with defensive bodies strewn about in multiple states, is now starting to read like a holiday classic. The Seahawks' two oldest starters are leading by example with their work ethic and character. Pete Carroll said this about Geno following Sunday's win over the Chargers. He's different than he was. Pete went on to describe Geno as a man living in an elevation of poise, much like this Seahawks team, much like their head coach. Through the first five games this season, Pete got bombarded with questions that almost always started with the words, what's wrong with? Now, it's more about what's right and what's left, as in 10 games on the schedule. To a man, each player said, pump the brakes. We played seven games. That didn't stop the NFL from releasing a playoff bracket this week that lists the Seahawks as the third seed in the NFC. While it is somewhat laughable, you can't blame Pete if somewhere privately, he's cracking the slightest of smiles.
He's got to be. You can't count the old ones out if they feel inspired. You cannot. I mean, change is good.
Absolutely
change is good
not.
For Geno Smith. Maybe Pacific Northwest is good for
made
him.
It happen. Made it happen. I mean, he's been there. He's known the offense. He's been working the offense. He just hasn't started. And then you got this guy right here, Kenneth Walker III. This guy had a 76-yard run. They clocked him at 22 miles per hour. He is the fastest runner so far, ball carrier this season to reach that 22 miles an hour. Ridiculous. He ran for 168 yards. There's a lot of running backs had great games, of course. Your Josh Jacobs had a great game.
Josh Jacobs, three consecutive.
Yes. Three TDs versus the Texans.
But even just his run pass is just ridiculous. Like, I mean, the yards he rushed. It's crazy.
Listen, the NFL has been wild.
Yes, it really has.
Trade deadline is November 1st. I think the news broke out last week on like Thursday. Christian McCaffrey going to the Niners. Of course, he didn't seem to do. He had a few good plays this past Sunday, but he didn't necessarily make a difference. The Niners still lost to the Chiefs, which was still a tough game for them.
Yeah.
The Cowboys acquired the.
If they had him or not.
Right. Cowboys got your guy from the Raiders, Jonathan Hankins.
Right.
Eagles just got Robert Quinn from the Bears. So there's some things happening. They're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen in this next few days because November 1st is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And this is the deadline. So we'll see what other moves are to be made and see how that goes.
We got quite a few players still. Jonathan Abram is questionable if he's going to stay with us or go. A few other people. So, yeah.
I know the Packers are looking for wide receivers.
Well, I guess so.
They need to.
I guess so. Really? You think, huh?
And the Broncos are just looking for anything at this point.
Yeah.
So it's been questioned that the head coach Hackett, his job may be on the line if they
they were talking about that.
If they can't beat the Jags in London.
I mean, they've been eyeing Sean Payton. So if Sean Payton can come back and be the Sean Payton that New Orleans is familiar with, where he can take players and mold them into greatness, it's probably what they need to do if he wants to come back. I mean, it sounds like retirement living is really good to him right now.
He ain't worried about it.
He's not.
So the yesterday was Sierra's birthday,
right?
And so Russell had a beautiful post for his wife.
Okay,
and, you know, was very sweet and generous. And apparently today, or earlier, late last night, or early this morning, the team left for London because they play the Jaguars in London this coming Sunday. One of the Denver Broncos media or beat writers put up a tweet earlier that went viral. Russell Wilson worked out and stretched for 4 of the 8 hours on the flight from Denver to London. Said he was doing high knees in the aisle while the rest of the guys were asleep.
For 4 hours on a plane?
4 hours. So this guy puts in here, since when is the flight, the Denver to London flight, only 8 hours? Just throwing a flag on this play as we speak, because apparently the flight is about 9 hours. And this other guy wrote, Russ's high knees got the plane there faster.
Yeah, like, how did that even happen? Come on. First of all, I don't even think he did 4 hours worth of strengthening and stretching.
But that's what Russell said.
Well, I don't believe it.
My theory was that after a birthday celebration with Sierra, he needed to stretch out after.
I don't believe 4 hours worth, though. He stretched, but I don't think 4 hours.
Listen.
4 hours? 4 hours, and you didn't wake up.
So when I woke up, that tweet had already been retweeted probably like 3,000 times. I mean, it was like the most hilarious thing.
4 hours, when no one on the plane, and everybody's still sleeping.
So basically what you're saying, Russell, is you're ready to play. That's what you're saying? Like, you're going in, you're ready to start this one. At this point.
Listen, he doesn't have any weapons. I mean, this has been proven. You put a sub in, it's still disaster for them. So it's not going to make it any difference.
Even after Melvin Gordon complaining all 2 weeks ago and then playing.
For and he need not complain because you were dropping easy passes, sir. You were dropping the ball too. So I don't even want to hear your mouth. But the thing of it is that I'm fine with it because this is kind of what I predicted anyway of the AFC West. Mm-hmm. I wasn't predicting them to be anything but at the back end of this whole thing because of the trade. To everything that they lost, to everything they're not going to get, to Jerry Jeudy, to Melvin, they have no offensive weapons. Their defense is their best saving grace.
And they've traded picks, like all their picks.
They've traded everybody. This is a depleted team with a face of a man of $250 million, which I can't be mad that he took because you guys are still talking about him. He's still making news and media. So he's getting his money worth.
I mean, it's like the gift that keeps on giving for me, at least, because it gives me more and more content. It gives me a good chuckle every day.
He's getting his money's worth because the talk is still there. Everybody is obsessively still all Russell's.
Well, they expected more from him. Let's be honest.
I mean, what can you expect when you don't have any weapons?
At least a 500 record or something.
I don't think that was going to be the case. But
they expected to get Russell Wilson straight out of the Super Bowl. They didn't realize they were getting Russell Wilson that we've had for the last 2 years, who hasn't been doing much.
Do people just look at football, or are they not watching football? Because that's what I'm just very curious about.
Maybe the owners
are you just looking at
that.
The TV, apparently, or are you actually watching football?
What was John Elway doing? John Elway should have been able to critique this one from the get, but clearly
because they're still off of the Peyton Manning high, and they feel like this name. It's all about the names. It's like, oh, it's a big name. We need this player. It's not about the playing. It's just a big name. It's who's going to fill the seats. Who's going to be the face? Clearly, I'm watching this Lakers and Denver Nuggets game, and we're seeing what that brings you. So it's not anymore about the play. And that's why I said, are they even watching games, or are they just going off of famous names? Because we're reckoning with that right now too.
Yeah,
with the coach that we have. because of the name. You know what I'm saying?
And look at where he came from, and then the tree that he's been falling from. Yes.
Yeah.
But hey, you guys got the win. You guys got the win versus Texas.
Yeah.
With Halloween coming up, we did want to share with you a few costume ideas because Raiders fan comes with false hope, severe depression, ruined Sundays. We'll get them next season and unparalleled loyalty, which I think you are shaking with a little bit at this time.
No, I'm loyal to them. It ain't unparalleled. Yeah. I'm there.
Then you've got the fraud picture of Russell Wilson and his Denver Broncos. It includes 2 wins, 4 losses, creepy Subway ads, Wolverine blood. Don't forget that part. And it requires $245 million. The Wolverine blood part was hilarious. So apparently he had been asked, like, you know, well, how are you, you know, because he was talking about, you know, taking the game off and he had to, you know, get better. But he's got Wolverine blood. That's why he can get back so fast and how he can recover.
You know, he's like Chuck Norris. He can't do anything wrong. And I'm here for it. Say more. Say less, just, whatever.
Please keep coming. Because it brings my day happiness to get these texts.
And I don't know why everybody was hyped about the fraud. I mean, I don't feel like he frauded anybody. It was Russell Wilson. It was a name. People got all hyped. And I'm like, have you seen the last two seasons? Well, I think,
like I mentioned, they weren't watching the last two seasons. They thought it was Pete. They thought it was Pete. They thought it was lack of defense. I thought it was Pete, too.
It was a part of it. But I thought solely it was him, too. I mean, look at
Pete's,
him.
You know, Pete and the
players. He's on the other side. But Pete is doing this thing. Pete is being a coach.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah. There's been a lot of injuries. Especially in fantasy. I know for those that had Bryce Hall, it seemed like it was terrible for him. He had an outstanding rookie season thus far. He has suffered a torn ACL. He's out for the Jets. The Chargers had 2 injuries just from our game. Their cornerback, J.C. Jackson.
They're really suffering the season. Over that.
Chargers, Mike Williams, who I have on my fantasy too, who played like doo-doo anyway on Sunday, but then got an ankle injury. He's out. David Njoku, one of my favorite tight ends.
Njoku's terrible. Njoku's been terrible before he was even injured, and I have him on my fantasy league, so I don't even know why I picked up this guy.
Listen, Matt Ryan gets benched, not even just because of his injury, because he completely sucks. The Colts, those are one of this team you really wonder, because they thought they were upgrading from Carson Wentz by getting Matt Ryan. Giving a low draft pick and being able to have him start for them. Matt Ryan has done nothing.
Did they not look at Atlanta? That's what I'm saying. They're not watching. They're looking at a TV
screen, their offense is going to change things on the field.
And they're seeing names and they're thinking this is going to be gold.
And it's not.
Cut it out.
So Matt Ryan gets benched for Sam Ehlinger, I had to look up. Mm-hmm. Sam Ehlinger is in his second season. He played for Texas. I think they won a championship at some point. This is his second season. Get this. Sam's never thrown he's never attempted to throw a pass in an NFL game. Never.
But why do they have him?
Coach Frank, he said, hey, we're going to go with Sam, even though they still have Nick Foles, mind you, a championship quarterback who won for Philadelphia. They have Nick Foles there.
And they passed on Nick Foles for this guy?
Who is now going to be number 2 to Sam until Matt gets better. Matt's going to be out for maybe a week or a couple weeks. Who knows? Maybe forever. But he's not going to start for the rest of the season. From what Coach says Sam is starting for the rest of the season. And he hasn't thrown.
You know what? Why are we even talking about this? They deserve to lose every game.
It's just so ridiculous. Like, this is how we're in a warped world of football this season. You can't even put it into words. It's just things are happening left and right. And you're just like, what? Nick Foles is on your team and he's number 2. What's happening?
They must not like him.
He must have pissed somebody off. Somebody off real bad.
He's not even a number 2. He's a number 3. Maybe Sam got dirt on the organization or something. Maybe. I don't get it. Maybe he's I don't know. This sounds like nepotism. Sounds like some blackmail or bribery or some trickery. We may have to dig into this a little bit more.
I don't know. It's just so much. It's just
now I'm curious. Now I want to know some other stuff going on.
What got you blacklisted? What got you blacklisted, Nick? We want to know.
No lie.
So not to, you know, so the World Series is coming up. I'm sure none of us really care at this point. The Astros swept the Yankees in four games. Yankees got booed at Yankee Stadium at home. That's how bad it was going.
I mean, I hate these Astros, but I have to give Dusty Baker his flowers.
Man. And that Bergman, that guy is saving them game by game in some places.
He's probably the best manager I've ever seen in baseball in recent times. I mean, he has figured out a way.
He's got the magic secret.
To just defeat all these teams coming up. Yankees, yeah. I wasn't expecting them to beat them either. They had one job.
But to win a game?
I knew that wasn't going to happen. I knew that wasn't going to happen. They were lucky to even be there, to be quite honest with you. They had a terrible slump in the early part of the season. They got warm when Aaron Judge was on his derby. I wasn't expecting much of that. So that didn't surprise me.
It's crazy. The World Series starts on Friday in Houston. Houston, of course, is favored right now.
Of course. Mattress Mac just put his money down. They just showed a video of him putting all his coins in. He's ready.
I bet he's ready. You bring all the nuns.
I mean, he knows something I don't know with Dusty Baker.
They got something going on.
Yeah.
But moving into some NBA action, your Lakers, I know, are playing right now.
Right.
How are we looking? Will they get the win? No?
It's not looking good. They're playing Joker and Company in Denver. Ouch. They are in the Mile High City doing what they do. Lose. Shout out to Kwan.
Okay.
Because I know he was very frustrated with this opening season. He's kind of wanting to.
I thought he was not watching sports in the next day. He made a sports post. And I was like, hang on.
He was one of those that was still in the delusion of the Lakers having a solid season. We are talking about trades now. We're talking about getting some players that we may necessarily need because LeBron has finally admitted that we have no shooting game.
Hello.
You think
the threes are terrible?
We didn't have one last season.
So when Russell Westbrook isn't playing today because he's supposedly injured and has a hamstring injury, I wouldn't be doubtful if LeBron hit him in the thigh just to keep him out from playing, but that's irrelevant. So he's not playing.
Well, he pulls a hammy and says he can't play. That may not be even the thing.
So the question is, how long before Russ is gone and there's a trade to help the Lakers?
I don't know.
Because how long will they take the losses before they?
So they're talking about trading Russell Wilson to Charlotte. Russell Westbrook. Sorry, RWs.
Money.
Two Russells, both failing.
Failing in life. Yeah.
Both failing. One just paid more to fail. The other one is just failing. But they're talking about a 2027 draft pick, a 2029 first round draft pick for Russell Westbrook in exchange for what's our young Tito that they are trying to get? Two big names, actually.
Okay.
Gordon Hayward's one of them, I would take. And then the other one is a master shooter. And I'm trying to think because I just had a loss right now.
Update. I just didn't get the name.
No, I can look it up real quick. But anybody that can join the chat knows they could tell.
Well, and while you're looking, this I guess is Mo.
Pretty much.
Chilling outside of Popeyes, trying to take her work break.
And Popeyes is my favorite.
Yeah.
Popeyes is bad. My favorite.
So the picture is the Dodgers, Raiders, Lakers fans right now because apparently, you know, at least you guys got the win on
this
Sunday.
This was taken before we had our
right.
win.
Right, exactly.
They're talking about
the trifecta.
Terry Rozier.
Ah, okay.
And we would love to get Terry Rozier because Terry Rozier right now is out, though. He's out on injury, so he's not playing right now. But if we were able to trade Russell Westbrook with two first-round draft picks for 2027 and 2029, to get Terry Rozier and Gordon Hayward, I would take it.
I feel like y'all would be
but Charlotte ain't gonna take it. Why would they take that? That's stupid of them to take it. When you got LaMelo over there too, waiting in the wings in a couple weeks to get healthy and come back. Why would they even accept a trade like that? For what? You're talking about draft picks within 5 years from now to start on a first rounder? Come on. That's terrible. I wouldn't take that.
We are officially 2 weeks into the NBA season. Like you mentioned, LaMelo was already out. Zach LaVine had already been taking load management days. I don't even know if he played today or not, but the Bulls did win. And then you had this happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised by that.
I mean, you know, Zion down. It's the
shoes. It's the shoes. It's the, if you know, he makes me nervous every time. Something.
I don't know. So he has a hip contusion.
Oh, yeah.
There is no update as to his timeline to return. Of course, they're going to be precautious because of his history with injuries and not returning too soon. But they said that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. He had a really bad fall.
I think it was a collision with another player, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think he went up. Yeah, and it was on Sunday when they played the Jazz and lost. But I just...
Down goes Frazier.
What's crazy, though, is that the Pelicans beat the Mavs last night, and they were down Ingram, down Zion, and one other player, I forgot his name, and they still won.
They got a squad. They said that CJ McCollum out there. Don't forget about him. They got a squad.
I wouldn't say CJ McCollum carries a team, but
no, he doesn't, but he's a great active shooter. But at the end of the day, you've got this Zion situation, and that's why in my fantasy league, I did not take Zion. Yes, he puts up great points. Smart he'll put up boards for you. Yes, he'll probably get you in the fantasy of 50. But when he goes down, who do you have to sub for him?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? I don't take those risks. I saw the shoes that he designed that he's playing in. I said, oh, he's going to get hurt. Just looking at the shoes, you could tell.
I'm going to have to Google wish these that shoes. On this guy, I've never really noticed just, them.
The shoes, no. His little sneaker concept he's got. I looked at those shoes. I said, it's bound to just be injury. Those shoes are whack.
He's probably better off in the Zion Nike Dunks he's got coming out in a couple of weeks.
I don't know. Just play but those shoes were very low vibrations, as the kids say. They were not tracking low whatsoever. And, of course, he gets hurt. And he always makes me nervous when he jumps up. Anytime he does a dunk, it's like, ooh, don't fall.
And he's been dominant. I mean, he's been very well in these first few games. Decent. He was averaging lost like 25 weight. Points. Last weight good. Was active. But if you can't stay healthy, it's not going to be
good. It all started from that summer league, and it just never, ever tracked. And it's unfortunate, but I'm glad it wasn't as serious. We'll see. We'll keep, you know, I'll keep an eye on him. But I like Zion. I just don't want to have that kind of liability on my fantasy league right now. And it's early. It's the second week, and you already got this man out.
Shout out to Eric. He said Zion seems to have more athleticism than his body can handle.
Something. I feel like almost low-key, Eric, too, that he might need to be on the gridiron if he could handle the gridiron. Like, he should have been a gridiron player. I don't understand when these big guys, other than somebody like Shaq, who should have been on the gridiron, but Shaq didn't get as hurt as badly because he got hurt as he got older. But this is a young kid getting hurt. Like, I don't know if it's... I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. We're in the second week of NBA and players are already out.
They're dropping like flies.
They're dropping like flies. I don't know what's going on. And they play in preseason. It's not like the NFL where the stars are not playing and all the other people are playing. And so they're injury prone. The stars are even playing in preseason. Like, I don't get it. So, I don't know. Something's up.
So many questions. Chris Paul, CP3, joins Stockton and Kidd as the only players in NBA history to reach 11,000 career assists.
I guess so. Look how
big milestone. So
he's going to be that guy. He's the assist king this season. He's on the other side, too. He's not the same. I've been seeing him on assists. He's a good pickup for fantasy to do that.
Other crazy stats so far in week two. Portland is leading everybody in the West, 4-0. Didn't see that.
And it's crazy because who do they have over there besides Dame Dalla?
Guys that I don't even know their names.
Exactly. Who are these people?
I actually wrote them down because I didn't know them. So Anthony Simmons, who had like seven threes one night.
Okay.
Yusuf Nurkic.
Nurkic. Yeah, that's a player. Yeah.
Drama.
I didn't know he was on there.
Jeremy Grant.
Oh, Jeremy Grant. Come on. I have him too. And he did not give me any points in fantasy league, so he ain't a contributor to it. Well, who else is over there balling that's making them win?
I don't know. It's crazy. But
he gave me 12 points tonight, and I'm very tight about that. And that's total. So that's points. Well, that
was tonight.
This
was
rebound.
Before tonight, so I don't know. But apparently those three have added to the help that Dame's, you know, but Dame's still scoring like what, 30, 40
I like
points
Jeremy
a game,
Grant too, because he's related to Horace Grant and all of them. He's the nephew. He's the nephew.
The nephew? Oh.
Yeah. But still, I need you to put up more points, sir. I didn't draft you for nothing.
Okay. Donovan Mitchell has definitely made an impact in Cleveland. They said he scored 30 points in the last three games.
Spider's
first
good.
Three games, yeah.
I like Spider.
And the Jazz are still winning even without having traded off their entire team.
I know.
How is this? I don't know. And Ja Morant, man, if he is not the human highlight reel, unbelievable.
Yeah, he's young legs. Young legs.
Young Tito legs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I just, yeah. And the, you know, Warriors have already dropped too. And they've given up 70 points in the first and in one half of three.
This is how they started last season and went on to win the championship. So this is how they started last season. They started
way too early for anything. It's just,
right,
you know, four games
they
in.
Start
but
off
the
like
fact
this.
That
no
we're
one thought
already
they were
going to
make
know.
It.
Yeah.
No one thought they were going to make it last season. They ended up getting a chip and a nice ring out there. Now we're watching ring ceremonies first week from them. So they start off like this. I'm not sweating the Warriors. As long as Steph Curry's out there shooting and breathing and living, you know, we're
shooting
they're
and
destined
and
to
living.
Go back. Yeah, they're destined to go back again. I'm not shook about none of that.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. So before we move on to some sneakers and our picks, I wanted Mo to, we got a little video of her because you had a grand VIP experience for the Raiders
game
on Sunday.
Man. Boy, did I not expect that.
I'm
shout
happy
out to Sandra Douglas Morgan, president of the Raiders. Got to get her on. That was very nice of her. Shout out to Natasha Gransberry for my clutch.
Yes.
Beautiful. From a Texans fan. Opposition even got me a gift. Very nice
of
her.
I love
shout out to her. It's beautiful. It's nice and blingy, and it's black and silver, which are my favorite.
Perfect. Perfect.
But yeah, it was the ultimate fan experience. The tickets for what you're about to see, normally for that Texans game, I looked it up, range from $1,300 to $3,600 for one game per person.
For one ticket.
For a championship lounge experience.
But it's all you can eat, all you can drink.
All inclusive, all you can eat, all you can drink. And it gives you access to also the Credit One Lounge, which would be on the opposite side with the same experience, but you're on the opposition's bench. And then you also get access to Twitch Lounge and another lounge across the way because you have to enter through Twitch Lounge to get down to... You know, in Twitch Lounge, you got to pay for everything. We walked around that.
Everything.
Shout out to the local businesses that are vendors in there. It's
I
a
love
great
it.
Lounge experience, too. Great viewpoint.
I haven't been in there before.
Go down them stairs, honey. It's a whole other level.
Man. So here's a little video of your experience.
Show it.
So for those who aren't, who may listen to the show later on, if you watch the video, go to our YouTube channel, subscribe to Girl Chat Sports, because the video will give you justice. I had to put it in like fast forward.
Well, of course, because it's a long video.
I don't know how slow Mo was walking through this thing, but it was
like. Well, you have to understand, I had three beers in me. So at that point, I got to walk slow. All those stairs,
I was like, dang.
I'm slipping fall away from. Hurting myself. I've got
to pace myself. So that's very similar to what like Jerry's house has. Their bottom level of the floor level, the ground level of their stadium has that big open area where you're interacting right there on the sidelines. Huge. I love that. Listen, but they don't got the buffet like that.
That buffet was on both sides of the bar. So
and a whole candy section.
Yes.
A whole candy section.
It was all concessions that you normally pay $10 for upstairs where we're normally sitting.
I would have gone crazy. I would have had a whole pack, a whole purse.
Do you know how much of the red vines I was taking? How many packs?
I would have had everything. Oh, we toned her out. So. While we promote to come back on, I had one more video I want to show with you because, of course, in 2 weeks, Seattle plays the Bucks in Munich, Germany. And this Tuesday on November 1st, there's a live YouTube video on the Seahawks YouTube page because Marshawn Lynch is in Munich.
It's Marshawn, and they done flew your boy all the way out here to Munich, Germany.
International beast mode, you understand me?
Whoop, bin, trick.
There we go.
Oh, I sounded German like a.
Let me show you how my OGs used to do me when I was younger, though. You say, you got this shot? All right, let's take it. Woo! This my real life. This my Uncle Palace, though. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy.
Actually, the quarterback is the most important player, actually.
So you got the 10th cousin down there all the way to the left. And then, I mean, you know you can't see to the right, but that's where I got my 20th cousin. I told you, we go deep in this.
One of the most important players.
It is for now. That hurt.
He was like, the most important player. No.
What's the video where he got caught cussing live? That was funny. He was like, oops.
Oh, that was for his, because he was not inducted to the Cal Hall of Fame. So when the Huskies were there and played on Saturday, he was on live and was, you know, being Marshawn. He has no filter.
That's hilarious.
He dropped a few bombs on live TV. But the Huskies won that one, too.
Oh, good.
So it was a good sports weekend for me this past weekend. But, yeah, good. So make sure you check out the Seahawks YouTube. They'll be posting videos his whole time in Munich there on their YouTube channel as well. So it was pretty funny. I thought that was
funny.
Some good times. For some sneaker drops, we didn't do them last year or last week, but I wanted to do a couple this week. First one being the Air Jordan High OG Starfish. I got this new thing for orange now, so I'm definitely looking at these. These will drop tomorrow.
Nice. Cleveland Browns.
You know, I guess I kind of didn't realize there was that little brown there, but I kind of liked them just for the orange. So we'll see.
No. I'm just saying they look like Cleveland Browns. Like Cleveland Brown fans would go for it.
Neckface. I guess it's a graffiti artist based, I think, in LA. Him and Nike are teaming up for the SB Dunk Lows. These will be out tomorrow as well. For all of our Pete Carroll fans and our daddies out there, New Balance has the 990 collections made in a series of sale in olive colors. These will all be dropping tomorrow as well. You know, we got to make sure dads are looking sporty in their New Balance.
But the New Balances are fire right now because there's some 990s out there that are worth a lot of money.
Yeah, some of the colorways are great. These ones just looked a little khaky,
The top ones are fire, though.
Yeah,
I'll do those.
I don't know if I'd wear those.
I like those. Yeah. It's just, again, sneakers, again, are not just throwing sneakers on. It's a curation of look and style.
Sure.
If you see the vision of it, you could definitely make it work.
Okay. These are the Nike Dunk Lows, the Iron Gray, aka the Halloweens. These will be out tomorrow. I was hoping that these were... When I first saw them, the picture made it look kind of like a forest green on top, not the gray. Mm-hmm. And I was really digging the forest green with the neon green on the bottom, but they're gray. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I really need to find me a good forest green, kind of military green sneaker for all my camo stuff. And I have yet to find what I really want. So that's my issue.
Looking, it's out there.
I will. These are the Air Jordan 1 mids. These are splits. This is the beach and cherry wood. These will be out on Friday, the 28th.
Here, so out of line for those.
I don't even know why.
They look like a checkerboard cake.
It's too much. It wasn't bad enough with the panda looking black and white ones. But now
what does it remind me of? Right. What does it remind me of? That game backgammon. One side.
Backgammon. My dad used to love backgammon. Yes.
With a leather briefcase and open it up. Yes. I feel like they need to come with a backgammon set. Bring backgammon back.
Hilarious. So these ones I know people are looking for, the Air Jordan 4s, the Midnight Navies. These will be out on Saturday, the 29th.
Wow.
And then we've talked about these before. These are the trophies, the sevens, the trophy rooms, because they're basically a tribute to Michael Jordan's Olympic gold medal in Barcelona in 1992. Oh, yeah. These are supposed to be out November 9th, but now there's this rumor that they could be released sometime later this month. So just to be on the lookout for those.
Yeah.
I mean, for sevens, I'm not a seven fan, but those aren't bad. I do like the detail in the back.
Yeah. For great collectors.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Little girl power. I mentioned this when I discussed, when I had a little spiel at the Nevada Now thing, but Bella Rasmussen, senior at at Laguna Beach High School. She scored 2 touchdowns as a running back for the men's varsity football team about 2 weeks ago. She then got invited to like the Rams game and had a whole thing with them this past weekend. She's only the eighth girl in California history to score a touchdown, but she is the first girl to have scored two touchdowns in the same game. Major girl power.
That's dope. Definitely. Definitely.
I mean, you really, that's
definitely, that,
yeah.
That's Shout pretty, Derek. Yeah.
He says he's about to get them Pete Carroll threes.
Yeah, pretty much. We got the names now, the Pete Carrolls. I'm telling you, we've got some new ones.
That comfort overlook is kicking in.
I mean,
right?
Listen, like I said, the sneaker game is all about curating the style. I see people with the greatest sneakers on and have wax sense of style, so it doesn't really do anything for me. It's when you could take a sneaker and basically make a look out of it make a unique style out of it.
That's why
I don't care about none of that of what you got. How do you put it together is the big piece and added thing bonus to it. Right. That's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
So
I hear you. That's good.
So I can see them just like
throw some leggings and a hoodie on, give me some sneakers. That's my life.
I know. Very unassuming and easy. I get it.
That's it.
But
I know you. You got your pearls on and you got your
easy sweatshirt. I put on some fours. I just do all those stuff. Well, that's the truth. That's what you do. You make a unique style. But I ain't wearing my J's. I'm telling you, they're too heavy. So I'm gonna have to get some Pete Carrolls too.
They did have some New Balances that were coming out this week too, but I just didn't.
I saw some New Balances. We got into Nordstrom. Multicolor fly that I think I might cop.
Okay, so last week's pick'ems, we tied 1-1 because
we kind of picked the same along some things.
We did, but then the ones that we did, I mean, there was just a lot of. Plus, none of us picked, a lot of the Panthers beating the Bucks. Who expected that one?
I would have never expected that. That should have been Tom Brady's going through it, so I'm just going to pick everything.
The Commanders beating the Packers. Who would have thunk it?
That's all telling of what Green Bay is struggling with.
So currently, I'm leading 3-1-1 because now we have a tie. Yeah. Just a reminder for everybody out there in fantasy, their bye weeks this week are for the Chiefs and Chargers. So it's not as drastic as last week when we had four teams and some great teams and players.
Are
they
a bye? I thought they were week 9. Are they not?
Chiefs and Chargers.
Really? I thought the Chiefs were week 9. Mm-hmm. So I drafted Mahomes because it was a long draft, but maybe not.
Sorry.
Two divisional teams in the same bye week. Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So you got the Ravens at the Bucks for Thursday night football.
I'm still going to roll question with the Bucks because I feel like they have to do something. I mean, no, honestly, you know what? I'm going to go with the Ravens. You know why? Tom Brady publicly berated his whole O-line. They could give a F about him right now at this point. You berated us. You talked bad about us. You yelled at us. We're not performing for you. And I think that's what's happening to him right now. Unless he has sent apology Rolexes to them, the only way they're going to show up, because he literally berated them like that on the field. So they could get
cameras caught it all. Cameras caught
they did. And I feel like his O-line was like, we're turning on you. We know you're going through a divorce. You didn't even show up to the early practice. We did. We've been going to games. We've been doing the work. And you're going to yell at us? Nah, unless he sent some apology Rolexes, I don't see them turning around anytime soon.
I'm only going for the Bucks because this is my last week that I'm going to keep Tom Brady starting. This is final. So if you don't show up today, Tom, or tomorrow, Tom, are now officially benched.
I can see that going that way. I really could.
And the Ravens defense hasn't necessarily been doing phenomenal.
No, they haven't.
Lamar had a terrible week last week. So I don't know.
But I feel like he has something to prove this week. And Tom Brady, like I said.
Yeah. We got the Sunday early game, 6:30 in the morning for all you Broncos and Jaguar fans. The Broncos and Jaguar fans have crossed the pond to London. Russell's back. He's ready to ride it in London. I don't know if I should just say, let's go, Russell, because I have Cortland Sutton, who I think should still be able to do something at some point.
I'm very curious to see what they can do outside of the Mile High. But Jags have been...
At least they won't have as many fans booing them. Maybe they'll have more people cheering for them.
I don't know. I like Jags. I like what Trevor Lawrence is doing out there, and I like what the Jags coach has going on. So I'm going to go with the Jags.
Okay.
I don't want them... I want them to stay dead last anyway, so...
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags. I just don't see anything changing for... I don't see anything changing with Russell.
Maybe 4 hours of stretch.
And here's the deal. They usually have some huge, you know, Halloween thing. So maybe I feel like Sierra and Russell already did like a Halloween shoot, and come Saturday night, Sierra's going to post it. And then everybody's going to go start, you know, circling the media again. And then now he's off his game. It happened to us for like 3 years straight. There would always be some post right before a holiday or whatever. And then boom, we lose the game. So that's just my theory. You heard it here first.
No, he's not a Seahawk anymore. He's Denver, so maybe it'll change.
Maybe. We shall
You'll see. I don't know.
All right, Chicago at Dallas. Man, this Dallas team, I really hate to say it.
I'm going with Dallas. Dak Prescott is back, and I hate that I dropped him.
And their defense is looking good.
And I hate that I dropped Dak because I meant to pick him up off of waivers.
Oh, you dropped him?
I did the stupid thing. Because I was going to pick him back up early, and I totally spaced it. Because I picked up Danny Dimes, and Danny Dimes is doing his doggone thing. Danny Dimes got me points last week. Shout out to the Giants, Danny Dimes.
Okay. All right. But yeah. All right, going Dallas. I still can't technically root for them. It just doesn't.
I know I hate them, but I'm going with them. I need to win.
You know, you've heard it here. I admit that they are good. We'll see how long for, because we know everybody in Dallas land is thinking they're already won the Super Bowl now because Dak is back and they won a game against the Lions. But hey, who's to say? All right. So Miami at Detroit, you know, Detroit kept with Dallas for the first half. It was the second half where things just all unraveled, but you've got Miami going to Detroit. I don't know.
I see Miami winning that game.
I mean, they seem
they got Tyreek Hill. I'm not counting them out.
They barely beat the Steelers. Well, yeah. I don't know. God,
I'm going Miami.
I feel like this has to be the time where I've been
Detroit turns
back in the Lions for a little while. I feel like, you know, they've been so close. They're like within one score for so many games. Like there's got to be one. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's at home field.
Mm-hmm. But they've lost at home this season too. So
they lost us. But maybe after week 8, the halfway point almost, we're almost halfway.
Yeah.
Maybe something changes.
We
got the Cardinals at the Vikings. You know, you definitely for sure have.
That's an ugly game.
DeAndre Hopkins back. You know, you still have, what is it, Ryan Anderson or Bobby Anderson?
Yeah. I'm going to give it to the Cards. Because he's got a full squad now, so it should be any excuses, Kyler.
Well, their defense has been kind of...
It's been shaky. It's been bad. And I think
and Cousins, Max Prater's out. Vikings was your team. Like, you was rolling with the Vikings the last couple weeks. That was pulling out for you.
I know. And the Vikings have been covering, too, for me. But, I mean, with D-Hop back, is it in Minnesota this year?
I mean, this week? Yeah.
Jeez. They might do well at home. All right. Just put me to the Vikings. Let me just keep it rolling.
All right.
Don't change me back to Cards.
I'm going
to
go Vikings. Oh, huh?
Yeah, just keep me to the Vikings. I'm not going to go Cards. Yeah.
All right. Raiders at the Saints. I'm going to go with you guys.
I'm going with the Raiders. Even though Saints is my second team and the Superdome is a monster. Mercedes-Benz Dome.
It is. They have like five levels. It's a monster, crazy, but
I think after the win against the Texans, this is the tide that the Raiders turn where we become 500. You hear me?
Right.
The next few consecutive games, because after New Orleans, we travel over to Duval.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to roll with getting 500 and start everybody else is going to fall. Okay. We're going to get a run. So this is part of the run.
Mm-hmm. All right, the Patriots at the Jets. Listen, there was some Jets. Major issues with the Patriots on Monday night between Mac Jones, then the, what's his name? What's the other guy's name? Shoot.
I didn't see any games of my own on Sunday. I'm sorry. I didn't watch anything except that Monday night, that Sunday night.
Bailey Zappi. Zappi. They pulled Mac Jones out. The whole crowd was cheering for Zappi. They put Zappi and he got a touchdown. But then shortly after that, it just looked like Mac Jones part two. So, I'm going to roll. The Jets have looked good. New York team right now, the New York football state is really looking great, unfortunately, for the rest of us. All right, got Pittsburgh at Philly. I don't think there's a question here, but then, you never know. Any given Sunday.
I know, but it's not going to be Pittsburgh to do it.
No.
That's not. I'm sorry. It might be, but I doubt it. Stranger things have happened with Pittsburgh when they do win.
It's happened. I mean,
I mean, didn't they knock out Tampa Bay?
I know J.J. Watt is, not J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt, yeah.
Yeah. Is he playing right now? I think I saw, no, it was JJ Watt that I think is coming back from IR, but not yet. He was practicing. I can't remember. Anyway, Titans at Houston. You've been rolling with your Titans. Houston just lost the Raiders. Titans won last week.
I'm going to roll with the Titans and the bulldozer of Derrick Henry. See what it does.
Yeah, although I don't see him on highlight reels much.
I don't either. They've been finding a way to stop him, but he's a freight train. I don't know how. But I just think the Texans just don't really have the potential have to beat anybody, sadly.
Sadly. All right, the Commanders at the Colts. Again, you've heard me hear that, and maybe this guy's got something, but the new Indiana Colts quarterback has not made one NFL pass attempt in his two-year career.
I mean, he's got Jonathan Taylor on the line too. So if he, Jonathan Taylor is back. So if you're just doing a passing run game each time, then I can roll with the Colts on that because I got to go with them. I got Jonathan Taylor on my fantasy. I need him to put up big numbers.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't see the Commanders pulling through this one too well. Especially with them being healthy. Now, had it been last week when everybody was injured for the Colts, that might have been a different story.
That part.
All right, we got the 49ers at the Rams. The Rams haven't been looking especially great lately. You've got the Niners, of course, with McCaffrey. You've got Debo, everybody. I got to go with the Rams at home.
I'm going with the Rams, too, because I got Matt Stafford on my fantasy league. And I'm toying with who I need to either put him in or Russell in, or I have Danny Dimes. Right. I got three. I don't know why I got three. Oh, I know why I got three, because of the bye week.
Just trying to hoard all the QBs.
So I had taken Danny Dimes, and he balled out for me. But I don't want to drop him because I think he's great. I don't know.
Hey. All right, the big game this weekend. It's Halloween weekend. The Giants are in Seattle. I know some of my friends are already out there for the game. The Giants have been looking great. Listen, if Seattle wins this game, we are officially a good team.
You are. You really are.
There's skepticism. We're all excited. We're all like, can't believe this is actually us. But if we can win this game, we're good. Like, we are able to hopefully hang in, because the Giants are good.
They're really good.
I got to go with my team, but you know.
I know, of course. Your team is like, they got the 12th man of the ambiance and the sound and stuff. I don't know what it is, but.
And the rain has started, so who knows what the weather's going to be like.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter to New Yorkers. They get that too. They get snow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no. They don't care.
But it matters as far as the scoring game. I mean, we have the highest scoring, team so far. We've been racking up points left and right.
Yeah.
But it would change things.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with New York. I'm just going to go the opposite. Okay. I think Seattle definitely has a potential to win, and that would definitely solidify you guys as a legitimate team. Because it does come down to, and I think, what happened to AD?
Jesus. He fell again.
He got hurt. He's holding his head. I don't know.
He was hurt last week too. We remember that game. I was like, down.
Forever street clothes. Yeah, just be a fashion model at this point.
You know, he could be hooked up with Liz Cambage, and they can just do
do the tall tier modeling. Tall top tier modeling. The athlete, the athletic edition.
All right, Packers at Buffalo.
I'm going with Buffalo, of course. You know what you mean? You got to. You'd be stupid not to. You'd be stupid to pick the Green Bay Packers.
Unless the Packers somehow pick up a wide receiver like tomorrow.
A good wide receiver.
Right, a good one.
A good wide receiver.
I don't see any changes happening for Aaron Rodgers.
No.
All right, Josh Allen got that on lock. Got the Bengals at the Browns. Joe Burrow finally had a great game, connected with his receivers last weekend, and you're going up against the Browns at home. This is a big rivalry game here. The Ohio people hate each other.
Oh, yeah, they do.
The Bengals and Browns
fans. This is where it goes, yeah. I'm going with the Browns, though. I'm going to roll with them. I just need them to do better. That's all.
You know, ordinarily, I would go with the Browns because I do – you know, I love the Browns.
Are they playing in Cincy? Or are they playing in
They're playing in Cleveland. Yeah. But I feel like with Joe, what he did last weekend, who are they
playing? I know. He might be back. He might be Joe Burr.
He might be Joe Burr. They played the Falcons.
Well, that
Falcons
ain't.
The Falcons have done decent. Not
But they're
terrible. But
no, because they've got Mariota now. It's fair, but I don't think it's great.
All right. I'm gonna roll with the Bengals just because hopefully my Browns fans don't shoot me for it. But
I know because I thought you were a Brownies girl.
I am, but I just feel like
come on.
I don't know.
You can't be a Brownies girl and pick opposite of the Brownies.
But it's also we're pick-ems. We can't always just play, you know, I can have my own certain hatreds for games that I can never root for, but I can still pick.
You always root for your home team.
I root for my team.
On a second team.
My team's the Seahawks, so I'm always roll
with. Yeah, you
team.
Always roll with your home team, but you're not going to do the second home team. I get it. Because there's I like the Saints. Saints is my second team, but you got to be realistic.
But you can't always be realistic. Yeah. I just feel like Joe had a phenomenal game last weekend. I feel like it could roll over into, you know, the Ohio battle.
Anyways, that's interesting for them to get a Monday night game.
Yeah. Thank God it's not the Broncos in a prime time episode.
Jesus.
y'all, thank you for watching. If you're just catching the tail end of this, of course, you can watch the replay. You can also go to YouTube, subscribe to Girl Chat Sports, hit us up on all social media, Girl Chat Sports, join our group on Facebook. It's a private group because we like to have a safe place for people to talk.
We do.
And share their sports stories.
Nothing strictly but sports.
Yes. So please join us. Take care, and we will catch y'all.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Out there trick-or-treating. Share the costumes in the group. Let's see those costumes.
And be safe out there trick-or-treating or any party that you go to. Just be
safe. Absolutely. All right. We'll talk to y'all later. See you next week. Bye.